Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Baruch ben Rabbi Moshe. Should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'asei yadav. He and his entire family. We're going to be learning Parashat Yitzchak Ma'amar Vav. And we're going to see a Rambam, and then we're going to see another Mahalach in the Rambam. Rambam says in Ochos Tam Torah, Parakim Halacha Hey, that Tchilas Dino Shaladam Eino Al Adivrei Torah. But the beginning of a person's din is on Torah. That's where your din with HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts. V'fikach, therefore, you should be osek b'Torah shelo lishma. And therefore, learn Torah shelo lishma. Why? Should be talk shelo lishma b'alishma. Because your shelo lishma is going to lead to lishma. Everybody asks, what's this l'fikach? What's the kesher? Since tchilas dino shel adam is on divrei Torah, therefore, you should be osek in Torah shelo lishma. What's the therefore? Not only that, but this memra of Lalam Yasak Adam Torah Shalalishma Shemitok Shalalishma Balishma was said not only about Torah, but it was also said about mitzvahs. And if since it was said about mitzvahs, so then it doesn't follow, it's non sequitur. Tchilas Dino Shalalim Eino Al Divrei Torah. And therefore you should learn Torah and mitzvahs Shalalishma, but Tchilas Dino Shalalim Eino Al Divrei Torah. In Taka, the Rambam omits mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam omit mitzvahs? The Rambam just says, Olam e'lefikach yachas yasuk adam b'torah shelo lishma, shemitach shelo lishma bo lishma. What about mitzvahs? The Gemara says mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam omit that? So, really, the Gemara puts the two together, Torah and mitzvahs. However, there's a fundamental difference between the two. And that is, there's no habamina that it should be usher to be mekayim mitzvah shelo lishma. But there is a habamina, it should be usher to learn Torah shelo lishma. What's the habamina? The habamina is that the Gemara in Bracha says that a bal keri is not allowed to learn Torah because Torah has to be kinesi nasa, as it was given. Just like the nesina was with fear, so to the doros you have to learn with fear, with emo, v'yira. So we see from here that the Nisinasa is a Tanai and Levit HaTorah, otherwise it's Aser. Balkari is Aser B'divrei Torah because he doesn't have the proper amount of fear. So you would think, therefore, that since the giving of the Torah was also Lishma, so when you learn Torah, it has to be Kinesinasa. It has to be Lishma, otherwise it's Aser to learn. So that's the Chiddush Ladina, that not only is it that there's no iser to learn Torah shelo lishma. By mitzvahs, you wouldn't think there's an iser. By mitzvahs, it's just encouraging you. It's giving you good mussar. It's saying, do mitzvahs shelo lishma. Don't worry, the lo lishma is going to bring you to lishma. But not only mitzvahs, even Torah, where you would think there's an iser. There's an afkamina lahalacha. The Rambam's kamashmalaning us, the Rambam's telling us, that by Torah there's no iser to learn shelo lishma, even though it's not kinesi nasa. Now we understand why the Rambam omitted mitzvahs, because the chiddush ladina is only in Torah. There's a heter to learn Torah shelo lishma. And now we can also understand how it follows the Tchilas Dino Shaladim Ela Eino Ela Al Divrei Torah L'Fikach Yasuk Adam Etorah Shalol Lishma Shemitoch Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma. Because when you do a mitzvah, it's not that the mitzvah brings you to doing the next mitzvah. In other words, if I do Tefillin Shalol Lishma, it's not pshat that Tefillin Shalol Lishma is going to bring me Tefillin Lishma. Tefillin Shalol Lishma is going to bring you all mitzvahs Lishma. Abazoi, I would think that when you're osek in other mitzvahs, shalol lishma, that'll bring you to Torah lishma, and therefore you shouldn't start with Torah shalol lishma. Because why get involved in something which has some element of iser involved, which is problematic, like learning Torah shalol lishma, because it's not kinesi nasa? Why do that when you can stay safe and just do mitzvahs shalol lishma? And the mitzvah shelo lishma will bring you to the Torah lishma. Therefore, the Rambam begins. The Rambam says, no. Tchilas dino shalom enu ala divrei Torah. The beginning of your din's on Torah. Torah is very, very important. And therefore, even to get you to the lishma of Torah, you should start with lo lishma of Torah. Torah b'daika, specifically Torah. Because Torah is so chashuv. Tchilas dino shalom enu ala divrei Torah. Otherwise, you would think, no, why don't I start with mitzvahs? And the mitzvahs shalom lishma are going to bring you to Torah lishma. Kamash malah, no. Rambam tells us. You should still start and do your Torah shalom lishma. Now the assumption of this maimer of the Maran Zatzal is that the Torah was received lishma. It's actually an interesting medrash that when the Jewish people received the Torah, their lev was mechuvan to avodah zarah. Libam hayim mechuvan shmos rabim em beis ches. Libam hayim mechuvan lavoides kochavim by fatu b'fiyan. So you see, it wasn't lishma, even though there's a gemara in Shabbos and peches that says that the malachim gave them ksarim for nasa and nishma, so kishmak, so kivaldik. So which one is it? So more of a rabbi shli to the Talmud Rebbe in the new sefer Botzino d'Oraisa and Maimer Beis. There he says, really, it's both true. You can have both. You can have lishma and get ksarim and also have a shalol lishma also hidden in there. People are a gemisich, people are a mixture. So maybe that's the pshat, maybe that's why Taka, you are allowed to learn shalol lishma. Because you would think from the Gemara that everything is lishma, it's asr, kinesi nasa. But kamashma, no, you're just like kinesi nasa. There was also a little bit of lolishma hidden under the surface there also. So just keep learning lolishma. Don't worry about it. Eventually, it'll bring you to lishma. There's no problem with kinesi nasa. Maybe that's the pshat. In the parish of Reb Chaim Volozhiner to Avis, he says, a davar chadash, that your esek b'torah shelo lishma has to be b'kavana v'hagia l'lishma. But if you don't have the kavana of Torah and mitzvahs to get to lishma, that doesn't count. It's not included in the memory of the Gemara of a person should be osing a Torah mitzvah shelo lishma, shemitol shelo lishma, bo lishma. So it's a nayazach and it's very tamua. Because we see by Balak that in the schar of the 42 korbanos that he brought, says the Gemara in Sota, he was zoche to Shlomo, who eventually descended from him, who was makriv b'mikdash. Now with Balak, so there you see the lolishma of Balak, who brought his kavana to destroy the Jewish people, brought to the lishma of Shlomo. Was his kavana to get to lishma? I think not. So that's a big tzarechiyun. So how can Reb Chaim Volozhiner say that? You have to have kavana to get to lishma. The makor is Balak, and his kavana wasn't to get to lishma. So this is say for Avram, Avram Gurevitz, who was a Talmud of Rufutner, and he answers this kasha. So you can look there. The Or Avram and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Hagaon Reb Baruch Varsky Shlita has a sefer Shiurei Hagaon Reb Baruch Dov Meseches Sanhedrin. He's on a number of Meseches, but on Sanhedrin and Zayin Amud Beis, he quotes this Rambam, and he also asks, "What's the Lefikach?" What's this? Tchilas dino shel adam eino nidan ela al Talmud. Your first, the beginning of the din is on divrei Torah, and then it's on other things. So the question is, what's the? What's the shaychus between the shalol mitoch shalol lishma balishma and the lefikach? He answers as follows. In Tosis in Sanhedrin, they ask, and that Rav Huna says that Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is on Divrei Torah. Ayat says in Shabbos that when you're machanis someone to Dino Asid Lavo, the first question is Nasata Benasata Ben Muna, were you honest in business? So which one is it? Honesty in business or Divrei Torah? And for Tosfos, first they ask him about business, that's what they ask him about, but the punishment is on Divrei Torah, that's what Tchilas Dino means. So why is that? Why is the Tchilas Dino on Divrei Torah? The punishment's going to be on Torah, but the question is on mitzvahs. So it says in Bava Basra and after Zayin Amar Aleph that Iyav wanted to patter the whole world min adin. He said to the Rabbanu Shalom, you created Tzadikim, you created Rishayim, Yimakev al Yotcha. Rashi says, Baras Rishayim ade Yetzahara. Lefikach hain nitzol mi Yotcha, ki mi Yaakev, anusin hain achotin. They're on us. You created the Yetzahara, you created the Rishayim. And the Gemara says Vaiter, so what's the answer? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, he also created the Torah tablet. What are the Goyim supposed to do? They also have to control the Yetzirah. Akopanim, there's an opinion that Eo wasn't even Jewish. It's Mavur that Meikar Adin, it would be Roy to Patu the Chote Min Adin because of the Koach of the Yetzirah. Because he can't be Mizgaber, he's honest. Ever since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Torah Tavlin, the spice for the Yetzirah is Torah. Torah is the antidote. So you can be saved from the koach of the Yetzirah by Talmud Torah. Now, we can frustrate the Tosfos. So even though they ask you first about business, nevertheless, even if you sin, you can't be judged, because the person's going to have a tain of onus. And then we say to him, no, you should have learned Torah, which is the Tavlin. And therefore, the Tchilas Dino is on Torah. Meaning, we ask him a question. Asata v'nasata b'emuna. He says, not really. But it wasn't my fault. This Taivas Mammon. And the answer to this Taivas Mammon is, you should have learned Torah. So then he gets it for the not learning Torah. That's Tchilas Dino Shel Adam. It all starts with Divrei Torah. Because that's the root of his Averis. That would have saved him from the Yetzer. Should have learned. That would have been the Tavlin. That's what it means, that the punishment is for Torah. Because that's the root of his Averis. L'chora, there's a Hara and the Gemara above Abasra. What answer is this to Eov? His Iker Taina is that he can't be Mizgaber on the Yetzirah and be Mekayim the Torah. The Yetzirah is very stark. So what's the answer? The answer is that you should have learned. Okay, but learning is also a mitzvah. The Yetzirah also stopped me from learning. So Nachamoli has a tiny bonus. You can say, I wanted to do mitzvahs. I couldn't. I had this strong Yetzer Hara bonus. So we have to understand what it means when it says Torah is a tablet connected to Yetzer Hara. Do you have to have Torah Lishma? Or is it enough to have Torah Shelo Lishma? So it seems that it's Muchach from the Gemara that even Torah Shelo Lishma works. It's also a tavlin against the Yetzer Hara. So now we understand that Be'emes, the Iker Inyan of Shelo Lishma, is doing it together with the Yetzer Hara. And in the Sefer Malas HaTorah, in the name of the brother of the Gra, it's explained that it says in Kedushin, in Pagam Lecha Menuvel Zeh, Laman Amidbeis, Mashchei Lebeis HaMedrash, Vidim Yetzirah, Shleb him to the Beis HaMedrash. Why doesn't it say, go to the Beis HaMedrash and leave him? Why does it say, bring him with you to the Beis HaMedrash? The answer is, it's very hard to get rid of him. The only Yetzirah is Shleb him along with you. He's going to come with you to the Beis HaMedrash and learn Shalal Lishma. Use him even in the Beis HaMedrash and learn Shalal Lishma. And so too he writes, Reb Chaim Volozhin or the Ruach Chaim Anavis, כי התורה אף שלא לשמה מחלש כוח היצר. It also weakens the יצר. That's why Shlomo HaMelech said the Melech Zokin V'Ksil, Chazal say this Ksil is the Yetzirah. What's the Sichlus? What's the foolishness of the Yetzir? The answer is that he ends up, he walks into the Beis Medrash with you. He gets you to learn Shelo Lishma. He has a Chelek, but now it's going to get you to Lishma. That's enough that the Torah is going to be a tablet for you. The Torah is going to fight against your Yetzir. The Ma'or Shabbat is going to help you overcome your Yetzer, and you're going to be able to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, and then you're going to come to Lishma through being Machniah the Yetzer, and that's the Ikar Tachas of Lima Torah Lishma. And the Lima Shalom Lishma is just the Tchilas HaDerech. So it starts out that the Yetzer Hara says to a person, don't learn. So what you do is you schlep him along to the Beis Medrash and you learn Shelo Lishma. Because if Shelo Lishma wouldn't be a tablet against the Yetzer Hara, you'd be in big trouble. But no, the Shelo Lishma is a tablet against the Yetzer Hara. So you start learning Shelo Lishma, and now already the Yetzer Hara is weakened. So you're using your Yetzer Hara, you can't say, oh, I have a Yetzer Hara, I couldn't learn. No, no, no. With the Yetzer Hara, you learn. Learn Shelo Lishma. That already weakens the Yetzer Hara. And that eventually is going to bring you to Lishma. Then you're going to be a Kayim Torah Mitzvah Lishma without having the Yetzer Hara. Then he's already going to go away. So that's the Mahalach. So now we understand the Rambam very well. Since Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is on Divrei Torah, why is Tchilas Dino Shel Adam Divrei Torah? Because otherwise you have a tain of ones that I had a Yetzer Hara, and therefore Tchilas Dino is you should have learned. Learn with the Yetzer Hara, don't worry about it. Learn Shelo Lishma. Therefore, Lefikach Amru Chachamim Lolam Yilmad Adam Torah Shelo Lishma. And therefore the rabbis say, no, learn Torah Shelo Lishma. Because that's going to help you be Mizgaber and the Yetzer. And then eventually that's going to bring you to Lishma. So now the Rambam reads Zeir Zeir Gishmak. Rabbi Beryl Favarsky is no small gum. Tchilas dino shel adam el nidon el ala Talmud. V'chakach arshal ma'isev al shar ma'isev. The beginning of your din is on learning. And then other deeds. L'fikach. Amru Chachamim la'olam yasek adam b'tara bein lishma bein shelo lishma shemitoch shelo lishma ba'lishma. And therefore the rabbi said to learn Torah both lishma and not lishma, because the not lishma is going to bring you to lishma. In other words, tchilas dino shel adam is on learning. Why? Because you have a tain of onus. I had a tain of onus is also on learning. The answer is no, because you can learn with the Yetzirah, not a stira. Learn Shelo Lishma. That's what it means to learn Shelo Lishma, is learning with the Yetzirah. All the things the Yetzirah tells you to learn for, learn for. Because Lima Shelo Lishma is also Machlish the Yetzirah. And therefore, the rabbis told you, since Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is on Divrei Torah, because Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara, therefore the rabbis tell you, even learn Shelo Lishma, because even Lo Lishma is an antidote to the Yetzer Hara. Not only Lishma. So this Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is on Divrei Torah, is because the Torah is going to help you overcome your Yetzer, so you have no more time of onus. The person will say, yeah, but I still have the Yetzer Hara not to learn. No! The Yetzer Hara is also to learn. The Yetzer Hara says, learn for kavod, learn for money, learn for get a good shidduch, learn. We have to know that also is machlish the Yetzer. And that's why the Rambam says, and therefore the Chachamim told you even to learn Shelo Lishma. And then once you learn Shelo Lishma, that eventually is going to lead you to Lishma. And then the nidon here is overcoming your yetzer completely, and you will, because then you're going to have no time of onus at all. Because then when the Yetzirah tells you to not to do mitzvahs shelo lishma, even to do other things, to do averis, eventually it's going to bring you to lishma. So then you're not going to listen to him at all. You're going to completely get rid of him. But it all has to begin with the with knowing that the Yetzirah, the antidote to the Yetzirah, is learning, even learning shelo lishma. We also understand why the Rambam omitted mitzvahs here, because we're talking about the tavlin to the Yetzirah. It's only Torah, not mitzvahs, and therefore he says, "Olam yasek adam Torah." So we have some Havana in the Rambam in dealing with the Yetzirah, and obviously there's a lot more to say. We should all be zocha lumal du olamid lishma v'lasu l'taimus kol divrei samat harasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.